Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Welcome and good morning, everyone.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. I'm telling you.
It's the first week of fall.
I know. And what did they say? November 6th is the daylight savings. It feels like they already switched the lights off, okay?
It does seem like it. Well, that's because of the cloud cover. But
I'm telling you, it's hard to get up when there's no lights on. I like waking up to that natural sun.
True.
It is. It's just easier.
So what are you going to do to motivate yourself to get out of bed?
You know what? You're going to laugh, okay? Totally. You know, I just do things backwards. Okay, maybe that's blonde, you know, but I set my alarm a little earlier.
So Do you really?
Yeah, because then when I wake up, I'm on time, you know. I'm like, I snooze for one time. But you know what? I really found that just preparation is all about, that's what it's all about.
When you go to bed, are you thinking about what you're going to do the next day?
Well, I'm telling you, usually, I always am. I'm always like, you know, five steps ahead.
Uh-huh.
But what I've been doing this last week was my husband was out of town. My son was racing. He missed it by one.
He came in third.
I'm telling you. So he missed World to go to Dubai. He races go-karts. But it was, you know what? He was amazing out there.
That's a great season.
Oh, yeah. He was amazing. And you know what? First and second might not take it. You never know.
Yeah.
So if it's meant to be, we'll be. And that's really how we kind of looked at it. So, but while he was out there, of course, I was having, you know, the mom of the house, you know, holding down the fort. And then I sponsored a Simi Valley Fair, which was amazing.
Was that fun?
So I was there from Wednesday to Sunday. Met incredible people.
Of course, you did.
I want to give a little shout out to Colleen, who helped me get in there and, you know, VIP everything. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I met this great guy, Giovanni. He is a day in Simi Valley. Everything you want to know for a Simi Valley night out.
Wait a minute. You're going out to fairs and meeting Italian?
There? I am. He was cute. I'm telling you. So, and also my mom and Jeannie. They helped me out immensely. So. And let me just start off by telling who's in my studio, because we've got a full studio. So, Dr. Stephen Trudeau.
Yay.
Motivational Monday. All right. And we've got Dr. Paul Dougherty. Welcome.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic.
You haven't been in our studio yet. Wait, we get crazy here.
Great. I'm excited. Thanks for having me on, Kim.
You are so welcome. And tell a little bit about what you do, because you are the laser doctor for really, you know, Ventura County, right?
Sure. Yeah. I'm actually a LASIK and cataract surgeon.
Okay.
Basically, vision correction. Anyone that wears glasses or contact lenses.
Oh, look at me. The only day I wear my glasses. Hello. That's so appropriate, right?
That's great. That way we can talk about it.
Okay. There you go. So, you know, I'm so excited to hear about what you do, because it's funny, because both my daughters, I was going to say this, I was thinking about this ahead, that my daughter's boyfriends, and then you were going to say she has two, but it's two daughters'
two
boyfriends.
Daughters,
they
two
actually
boyfriends.
Both had that surgery.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so it's kind of scary. Also, my daughter had that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, amazing. It really changed their life.
Oh, it changes people's lives. Yeah, it's really cool. It's actually, a lot of people, the biggest issue is people are really afraid of it.
Yeah.
But safer than contact lenses.
Hmm. Seriously?
Absolutely. I treat patients every week that came in with contact lens-related infections that will ultimately lose vision.
Oh, my God.
I've done over 30,000 surgeries, and essentially I've never lost an eye from the surgery. So
yay.
A lot of people are really
thank God.
Afraid
I know.
Of the procedure.
Because that is
but
really...
It's
afraid.
Pretty simple. Yeah.
No, you know, my husband has only, you know, he's flying right now, so I know he won't be listening. No. But he actually, unfortunately, is blind in one eye, but he can barely now see out of his one. Would that be safe to do it?
Well, people with one eye, I'm a little bit more careful,
yeah.
Only in rare circumstances. When I tell patients, I talk about the risks, and the risks are very low. Statistically, the risk of losing your vision or losing your eye from a vision correction procedure is about one in a million. With a contact lens, it's about 1 in 600,000. So I've certainly had people with one eye that I've done surgery on, but they have to have a compelling reason as to why they want to have it done.
Right, right. Well, we're going to talk about that. I'm so excited. I want to give out the phone number here on The Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. We've got Dr. Paul Dougherty. And I want to give out our number. So if you have a question, if you've been scared to death and you don't even get in for a consultation, right, these are the people that give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And also, if you have a question and you just are, you know, kind of sitting in your pity city, how do you like that? Pity city, right? Yeah. Definitely give us a call here and talk to Dr. Stephen Trudeau. Yeah,
and you know what? There's all those people out there who are afraid to make a phone call. I don't know why, what's so intimidating about calling
really,
a radio station, but it's so easy to email you, too.
Oh, yeah. In fact, that's true, too. You can email me at kimpagano@gmail.com, and I've got my computer right up. Also, we are on Facebook right now, and give us a Facebook question at Kim Pagano.
Make sure you like that Kim Pagano
page. That's right.
Page. Yeah,
the
Kim
Pagano
like
Show. And also, we're on Twitter, so we're all over the place. So just
you're a
the Kim Pagano Show.
Maven.
I know. I'm learning. I'm learning to get out there, you know. The other thing, oh, my gosh, I have to give a shout-out to Roy Villa and we were at the Camarillo Jazz and Art Festival this weekend.
Oh, my God. How was that?
It was amazing. I got to, you know, I have to tell you, it's funny because.
Did you get to meet with Bobby?
I did. I went backstage.
Look at you. You're blushing.
I know. I met his wife. And
Bobby Caldwell, yeah, the amazing crooner singer.
He is, I'm telling you, he's been one of my favorites forever. You know, it's weird. When I first had my kids and they were really young, they used to listen to him and they're like, Mom, who is that? Now they're going, that's pretty cool, you
yeah,
know? So
yeah.
He did an amazing show out there, and I can't wait. I hope that people can get in on it next year because
yeah,
they're going to start already planning it right now. So, but Roy did an amazing job out there, so I want to definitely tell you. And it was cool. I got to go back, meet him, his wife.
You got to go backstage.
Yeah.
You got your backstage
passes. I
was like a groupie,
you know?
That's great.
So, but it was really cool. So.
Isn't it amazing how music can so deeply affect us on so many levels?
Oh, I'm telling you. And there was a saxophone guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He just, I'm telling you, it's funny because Bobby was talking about, you know, how people, you know, a couple years, you know, you start with people and then they get on their own feet. And he's like, oh, yeah, he'll probably be gone. And the guy was just a young guy, but he was amazing.
Wow.
I mean, he was like almost took your breath away.
Hmm.
I'm telling you. And you're right. Music. I just sat there. I mean, I danced a lot, but there was a lot of people that just. He takes your breath away. You're absolutely right.
You know, and that's part of the choices of life. You know, you can choose to dance, listen to the music in your head, or you can choose to be in your little pity city.
Yeah.
You know, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
And people, you know, Mondays is when people have that, you know, that there's songs about it. I hate Mondays. And I don't know, I just choose not to go there.
I choose not to go there either,
too. You know what? Monday morning, I get to come in here and see you and have so much fun.
Me too.
You know,
I'm so excited.
I look forward to it on Sunday. I think, oh, my God, what are we going to do on Monday? This is going to be so much fun. And it's a great kickoff to the week to spend the next 7 days having a great time building your career and living life and dancing and singing and all of that.
And, you know, that's one of the things here. You know, yesterday I talked to, I tell you, I'm surprised I have a voice now, you know. But the best thing about what I do is just really spreading, you know, happiness and spreading the word of empowerment that you are in control of making the best you, your life. You know, what you choose to do. You know, it's interesting because I was talking to a couple people, and, you know, we all have obstacles in our life. People that maybe kind of get in our way and maybe want to, like, you know, damper what we're doing or you know, they competition. I mean, we all have things. Or, you know, you get in the car and your car doesn't start. Well, you know, I challenge everybody, or I recommend everybody, to put all those people or all those thoughts in front of them and actually translate them into, oops, there you go, actually turn them into a positive.
Hmm.
Really just put them on your front plate.
Mm-hmm. Tim, I agree. The way I think about it is it's not what happens to you in life. It's how you react to it. And if you look at it, for me, anything that comes up is something you've kind of wished upon yourself or wished upon your soul. And it's something that you need to embrace rather than try and push away.
Nice.
Nicely said.
Oh, you're going to be on our Motivation Monday, I could tell, you know. But really, that's what it's all about. We all have the same problems. We all have the same life. It's just all about how you handle it.
Well, and, you know, into everyone's life, a little rain must fall. You know, it will rain. You will get flat tires. You know, you may get laid off from your job. These things are outside of your control. What's in your control is your attitude.
That's what it's all about. You know, and we talk about people's journeys. And really, that's what my show is all about, is talking about people's journeys and how it carves our lives.
Did you see that picture on Facebook that was going around this last couple of days? And it's a simple line drawing. And the first one is how people think success is. And it's a diagonal line going from the bottom of the page up at about a 45-degree angle. And then the next frame is what success is really like. And it's a loop-de-loop that makes a roller coaster look like a straight line.
And that's really what it is.
It's you're up, you're down, you're sideways, you're upside down, you're inside out. And success is a long, long journey. And it's the journey that matters.
It's the journey that matters. You know, it's crazy because I was walking through the Simi Valley Fair, and I met a lady that she sells Cookie Lee, and we were talking about the journey, you know, and she's like, how do I get on your show? And I said, you know, it's not what you're selling. It's not what you're doing. It's your journey. And when people love who you are, they want to do business with you. I mean, really, you have to be, if you try to be the best person you possibly are, there's nothing you can't do but attract people. Yeah. It's just so easy.
I have met in the last 2 months at least 10 different private business owners who have waiting lists.
Yeah. Why?
And how do you do that during tough economic times? And they say, I don't know. I just be myself.
Be myself.
No, I completely agree. I know that with
do you have a waiting list?
We actually do. A lot of people that do LASIK are shutting down and complaining. I actually had the best year of my career last
year. Thank God.
And it's all about how you visualize and how you look at adversity.
Visualize, I like that.
And I think part of it's fear. If you can use fear to actually motivate you rather than as something that's negative.
Yeah.
Fear is really either being afraid of something that you might lose or something you might not get in the future. If you kind of live in the now as opposed to the future or the past, I think that's how you're successful.
So is that how you live your life?
Absolutely.
There you go. And you know what? I mean, it's crazy because there's things that happen. We all have things that have happened. But if, you know, I kind of always look at them like, how could I learn from this, you know?
Yeah.
A divorce, losing a child. There's so many things that have affected my life, but I wouldn't be who I was if I didn't.
There.
That's right. I want to give out your phone, our phone number here again, 805-639-0008. Feel free to ask us any questions. Really, we want to hear from you. We want to help you if there's any questions that you want to know about LASIK surgery. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, LASIK.
Okay,
and I also
LASIK.
Or cataract surgery as well.
Oh, cataract. There you go. I mean, there's this
aging population. That's going to happen more frequently, isn't it?
Yeah. So definitely. We've got Dr. Paul Dougherty in here and Dr. Stephen Trudeau. And we're talking about making your life and your journey better every day and every way. With that, we're going to take a really quick break and stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello, as well as flute, clarinet, saxophone, trumpet, and trombone. We also have a fantastic rock band program for all of our students. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/thekimpaganoshow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and you have tuned in. If you're just joining us right now, we are the Kim Pagano Show. You never know. People are turning the channels.
Oh,
don't,
yeah.
Don't turn because, you know, in fact, I always wanted
Nobody
to
turns
be...
the channel anymore. They push the button.
Gosh, shut up, okay, you know. Anyways, no, I guess. Okay, yeah. I don't know. Anyways.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. There you go. Anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with... Stephen Trudeau. I'm here with Paul Daugherty. We've got Jer and Steve on the board doing an awesome job. And our phone lines are open at 805-639-0008. Ask us a question. And right now we've got moms in the city, and we've got Denise, Melissa, and Raina. Are you guys there? Are you ladies there?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing out there?
Good. So you guys
it's California. We're doing great.
And they're in New York.
Exactly.
All right. So I want to be a mom in the city.
Join the party.
All right.
Fun.
There you go.
Do you have kids?
What's that?
Do you have kids?
I do. I got four, babe.
Oh, boy, does she have kids.
Oh. You are a mom in the city. What do you mean you want to be?
I am a mom.
Dream.
There you go. No, I am all over out here in Ventura County. And you know
the
what?
The Conejo mom.
I am. I'm telling you. And so I love what you ladies are doing. So tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So Moms in the City started really as a conversation between the three of us, and then we decided there was a conversation missing on television and in print, so we started as a column, and now we're a television show running in the Texas market across the country on a channel called NBC Nonstop, and it's the first parenting show out there, and it's bold and fun and provocative. We highlight mom entrepreneurs, celebrity moms, and we also talk about topics that are going on in the news that affect parents and also things that are going on in our own circles.
Ah, there you go. Okay, I got to get on there. I'm telling you, you know, it's funny, and that's what I do here on the Kim Pagano Show is just empower women to know that they can have anything they want. And
that
even and be the best mom, but at the same time, don't forget about your own life.
Yeah, live a real life. Yeah.
You know, I'm a hair therapist, you know, and we have a construction company, and then I've got four kids. Two already in college.
I mean, it's a great radio. That is awesome. And, you know, Kim, a lot of people, it's Denise now, and I tend to agree with you that we can have it all, and a lot of people don't agree with that.
That's it. I love it.
That's what we're talking about today is sort of balancing the juggling act of motherhood.
That's
and how do we take time for ourselves as individual women and as moms?
I love it.
It's so key.
There you
so
go.
Key.
I so talk about that here is really, you know what? My new thing is actually to just really take the time. You know, we all keep our appointment books, right? We never have our name on there because moms are always last on the list.
But we need to put them on the list.
I'm putting my name on that list now, you know?
I'm glad that you brought that up because it's Denise again, and that's what I do. For me, it's all about organization and creating that list, because if you're able to create the list, then you can follow through on what you need to do. And a big thing that we talk about all the time is budget, especially this time of year. And if you create your list, you're able to stick to your budget. So in other words, when you go shopping, if you have the, let's say, Coke multi-pack or mini-pack for on your list, and you need to stick to your list, and you want to stick to your budget.
Because it's under $3.
Right.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
But what I do, and then it all comes together because you can cross it off your list.
I love crossing things off my list.
The best, right?
I do. I love crossing.
One of the other things on my list is packing my lunch to get through the day. So you can just take it, put it in your bag. And that's really the way that I, as a mother, can balance my entire life. It all starts very simple with organization and budget and list.
There you go. You know, anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to, I'm gonna tell you that I'm part of that, but moms and the city, right? Moms in the city.
Absolutely, Kim. You are one of us.
I am. I'm going to represent you out here in Southern California.
We would love that.
There you go.
You are doing it all.
I'm telling you. And you know what? It's really about if you can't, you know, I always go back to that commercial that in the airplane, if you don't, you know, take your own oxygen, how can you help anybody else?
Oh, yeah, good point.
It really is, you know. I mean, that's what it's all about, is you have to really honor your own self, your body, and your soul to be able to give to the rest of the world. And let me tell you, I try to give out all the time.
Yes, so, you do.
Yeah, I mean, by the end of the time, you know that where your battery's out of you?
No, it's critically important. I always tell my daughter's mom that she needs to take time for herself, that in her schedule she has to put herself.
Yeah.
Because otherwise she won't have anything to give to our daughter.
That's right. That's
true. We're talking about how you have to carve, you know, if you can, carve 15 minutes out of your day. And even if it's in between pick up and drop off, I have three little ones. I'm running. I feel like I'm in a tornado half the time. But if you just take 15 minutes to get some exercise in, you'll feel better. Your children will notice a difference in you. And it gives you a clear head. And you know that you did something good for yourself that day. And especially with the holidays coming up, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah. You know, you want to try to stay as healthy as you can so in the new year you're not going, whoops. You know, you want to maintain. And I think if you keep that for yourself, really adds some sanity.
I love it. Those are like mini sanity savers, right?
Mini sanity savers. I love that. Oh, my goodness, Kim. Mini sanity savers and energy boosters.
There
as
you
well.
Go. That's it.
I carry my Coke Mini with me all the time, and it really helps. But, you know, and I discovered yoga, and I really feel like I'm just jumping off what you guys were saying. The mind-body connection was so huge. And so once I felt good about myself, I sort of exude that in, you know, to my son, and he sees it.
And Kim, as you can probably relate, especially so many moms out there that are working and maybe don't take their kids to every activity or pick up. You know, sometimes you might just want to make the decision to get up an hour earlier and get your day going.
You must not have heard me. That's just what I said. I'm telling you, my new trick is I usually get up at, you know, 5:45. Now I'm at 5 o'clock. It's, you know, it's actually, and I do it at 4:45, okay? But then by 5 o'clock, I'm up. So that
right.
I have that extra, it's like, okay, I'm all organized. I'm not, you know, I just can't handle
it. So that's
rushing
how you come
anymore.
In looking so put together.
I know,
than...
you know, it's, aren't these great? We've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau and Dr. Paul Doherty. I've got two doctors and two dads here. So
love it. And dads are key too. It sounds like you all are really supportive, and that's huge for moms trying to do everything.
I've got a great husband, and he is a great dad, and that's what it's all about. It's about partnership, you know. And really partnership in our life. If you find, you know, a really good support team, friends, it sounds like you guys are all friends, and that's how it works. I got incredible friends around me and great people around me that make my life easier. And that's another thing is where you can help each other, you know, balance off what's going on.
Yeah, it takes a tribe.
It does.
More than a village, it takes a tribe.
I like that. There you go.
I'm good friends.
All right.
I'm
and so anybody just joining us right now, if you have something that, you know, if you're a mom or a dad out there and you do something that can make our life a little bit easier, I'd love to hear from you at 805-639-0008. Or if you're embarrassed, a lot of people are embarrassed to talk and call, but they can Facebook us at the Kim Pagano Show. And so tell us what else. When's your show going to take off?
Well, it's taking off.
Oh, it's already on.
No, we're working. It's right now it's airing in the top 10 markets across the country, but we are working on having it in every city, hopefully very soon.
Okay.
And it's a year in the works, and so we're really excited. It's already having great momentum, and so hopefully you'll be able to catch it soon. But we can also incorporate other moms and build this community with our blog that we have at momsinthecity.net. So just because you can't see us on camera, you can see us on the web.
I like it.
How do we see you in Southern California?
We're on California nonstop, which I believe airs throughout the state. So actually you can see us there every Saturday morning between 10 and noon. There's four shows back to back.
California nonstop.
Anytime. We love it out there.
All right. Well, you have to come visit me and come live on my show. You know, that would be really fun.
That.
So here's a question. Fun. What about, here we go through our day all day long, and then we come home and we have to make dinner. Talk to us about that. What's your, any ideas on that?
Well, yes, make a good list and order in.
Make reservations, right? There you go.
Sunday we do the shop of the week, and I plan out a bolognese or a stir fry, and you know, you can marinate it, keep it in the fridge for a couple days. I just made a cheeseburger pie this week. They're all simple.
How come you're not bringing this to my house?
Yeah, there you go. Wait, now who was that? You guys are confusing me.
Melissa's the chef.
She's the organized one. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
My mom was the casserole
queen.
She's the organized
one, but I make lists and I don't cook.
Okay.
I like to cook, and I have the oldest out of the bunch, so my 10-year-old, he'll help me cook, and he really likes that too. So we do it together, and sometimes on Sunday I'll make two or three dishes, and I know that I have some home cooked meals for the week, which is great. So I take Denise's organization and her list, and I apply it in my own home with our grocery shopping.
Okay. And this is Raina. I think nutrition is key, and I feel really passionately about it. So I do try and cook. And racing home and trying to cook and be on a schedule, it's all like, it can sort of come apart at the seams some days. So you just have to give yourself a break. If you're going to heat something up in the microwave, that's the kind of Monday it's going to be, right?
There you go.
And then the next day you cook something that's more nutritious. You cannot, I think the guilt is something we talk a lot about. And it's sort of, it takes place whether you're talking about nutrition, schedules, everything, exercise, just sort of trying to do it all. And I think we have to try and take away the guilt. And you have to do what works. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's how it's Denise. So I don't feel guilt, so I just do what works. And that's the way life is, right?
Ladies, I just had a text here from, my phone's ringing, but is that what are the hardest parts of your life?
Well, I'll speak for myself. It's Denise. I think for us, I feel like we've sort of surpassed the hardest part, which for me was about figuring out how to continue my career once I had kids.
And I think that's the biggest challenge for women,
right?
Yeah. How to have it all.
Right, exactly. And I want to have it all, and I want to continue working as hard as I've always worked, but I also want to be an involved mother. So we're very fortunate in that we were able to start our own company. But it took a long time, we all worked other jobs until this took off. And we're still taking off, but being able to try the change that works for you. So if you're in a job that you have to be in that pays your bills, but you still want to be an involved parent, there's a way to sort of work towards new goals.
Well, I'll tell you, that's kind of what was with me. I have four children, and then I have I'm a hair therapist for a lot of years.
I want to talk about that.
I'm telling you, it's an amazing thing. I help people get into a new look, and when you look good, you feel good, and you do
that's
good.
Right.
So it's all, really, that's how it works. But I started meeting all these women that really just couldn't get to their next step. And so I started a support group and then started on the radio and just growing like weeds, weeds. And it's amazing how many people you can touch. And
it's all about connecting. You're so right.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, now it's funny because people look at me and they're like, how do you just keep moving into the next? And I kind of feel like it's like you put your foot in the water and you go, oh, it feels good, I'm diving in. I don't think a lot about it. I just keep trying it,
Just do it.
And now I have a column that I'm writing, so, inspirational columns. It's so much fun. And so I look at my life as my kids are almost, my youngest one is 15, and I've taught them all to have their own passions, and they're all living their own passions. And so why can't we as moms?
That's
you
such
can.
A good tip.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Don't forget about yourself, like you said, your style, your glamour, your beauty. Get back into that. It's great.
Oh, Kim's got style, glamour, and beauty.
Oh, I love Dr. Stephen Trudeau.
Oh, gosh. Kim, come hang out
yes.
in New York.
I'm over there, girls.
We'd love to have you. We're getting the rap signal, so we have to unfortunately end this. But you guys were so awesome. And when we're out in Cali, we are coming your way.
Okay, definitely. And you know what? Stay in touch. Are you guys on Facebook? Become a fan
yes.
of ours. So
yeah,
we can, I can share you. All right.
Okay,
thanks
great.
So much, ladies.
Thanks,
that was
Kim.
So much fun. All right. So we've been talking to Denise and Melissa and Raina, and they are moms in the city. Kind of like Sex in the City, huh?
I think that was the
maybe
play they were going
maybe they should be sexy moms in the city. Maybe I'll, there you go.
Why
I'll
not?
Be the sexy mom in the city.
There you go.
All right. Well, gosh, what a fun show. And we've got some business to take care of. Mm. And what we're going to do is take a really quick break. But right now, I'd love to let's see, what can we give away? Let's see, I will give away a haircut and blow dry with
oh,
me.
Wow.
I haven't done that
great.
In a while.
Wow. What
a little
thing.
Bit of looking good and feeling good. So give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Paul Daugherty, and we're going to talk about eyes and, you know, how come our books are getting further away from us, right? Or our hands. We need longer hands. I know. I just took what you were going
to
say.
Or we need to stop having birthdays.
Oh, there you go. That's
no
right.
Thanks.
All right.
No thanks.
Stay with us. All right. We'll be right back.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan, not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano
She's the lady.
Show. I like it. I like it. So, all right. So, I'm so excited because, really, to have you in our studio and to have your undivided attention to be able to really ask questions. You know, it's
doctor is in the house.
Two doctors are in the house. You know,
I'm here on the Mondays.
There you go. We got Motivation Monday. We've got Dr. Stephen Trudeau, and we've got Dr. Paul Dougherty. And tell us, you know, why are people so afraid? Obviously, it's because your eyesight is so precious to us, right? But you're saying that this is really a simple.
It's very simple. LASIK itself takes me about 3 minutes an eye, and people see about 4 hours later. And I actually had my eyes done over 15 years ago. I was the first ophthalmologist in the U.S. to have LASIK on my own eyes. And it was back at the time that a lot of ophthalmologists told me that I was crazy, I would never operate again, how could I do this to my own eyes? Because there was a lot of ignorance about the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened as this procedure has become more mature is it's become a household word. You hear about it on television, in the news media.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually a higher rate of penetrance of this treatment amongst eye care providers than there is in the general population. So that tells you how we as ophthalmologists feel about the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is, depending on the study, some people rate cancer or death as the thing they're most afraid of. Other people rate, other studies show that blindness is what people are most afraid of. And because it's a procedure on the eyes, people are concerned about blindness. And essentially, every single patient that comes in to see me asks about blindness. And these are people abusing their eyes with contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
That is you have a much higher rate of problems with contact lens abuse than you do with LASIK. And they're saying, I'm so afraid of LASIK. And I'm thinking to myself, I tell them, you should be much more afraid of the way you're mistreating your eyes because you're going to get a central corneal infection and ultimately lose your vision because you're mishandling and mistreating your contact lenses.
What's the biggest thing that people do wrong with their contacts?
Well, they wear them for too long. And there are contact lenses that are FDA approved for overnight wear. But even if they're FDA approved for overnight wear, the rate of corneal infection goes up tenfold by wearing your contacts overnight.
Wow.
So I never recommend it.
I know people that have worn their contacts for 2 weeks without taking them out.
Sure, and there are people that wear them for the month straight. And they've gotten lucky. And, you know.
So that's not good. I'm not one that has contacts, but. Oh, Jared.
You're basically depriving your eyes of oxygen. And what happens is, when they're starved of oxygen, the surface cells break down, and bacteria that are a normal component of the skin and the areas around the eye get into the eye and create an infection. We call it a corneal ulcer. And most people, when they come in with ulcers, they're like, I didn't know I could get this. They're not even told that it's a risk of contact lenses because contact lenses are worn so commonly. And
that's people who are actually reasonably sanitary with how they handle things anyhow.
Correct.
People who are not that sanitary, who are haphazard with how they clean.
You mean, for instance, taking your contact lens out, putting
it in your
mouth,
your hands, and your mouth.
Yeah.
Your
I eye. See people
put
do that
put it in
all
your
all
mouth,
the...
lick
yeah.
it, and then put it back in your eye.
Yeah, ultimately, you're going to run into serious problems. And, you know, the thing is, people have done it for years, and people always say that, well, I've worn my contacts forever, and I've never had a problem. Well, I tell them, you've been lucky, and ultimately, if you continue to abuse your eyes the way you are, you're going to run into a problem.
Is that kind of like smoking? The effects show up later?
In general, yes.
Okay.
The longer you do it, the more likely you are to have a problem.
Got it.
So
wow.
It's low risk. It's very low risk. It's less risk than a pair of contact lenses. And, so that's the main reason people don't move forward.
Now, what
with
about the cost? Is it very expensive?
You know, the cost is another barrier, but typically not as much. The fees have really been stable over the years. In general, on average, somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,000 or $2,500 an eye is what people charge around the U.S. For treatment. Mm-hmm. We do finance. We have zero interest financing, and we try to make it affordable for everyone.
So zero interest. Wow.
Correct.
Okay.
Huh. That is cool. What about sunglasses? I know that in the last 30, 40 years, we've all been told you have to have the UV lenses, you have to be careful that you're really protecting your eyes with sunglasses. Has that actually worked?
Well, absolutely. It's critically important. We know that the diseases of macular degeneration, which is age-related damage to the retina, as well as cataract, which is age-related clouding of the lens, are both related to ultraviolet light.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that UV-protecting glasses can decrease the risk of those things happening.
Now, if I already have cataracts, you can help me with that?
Absolutely. Easily treated, another 3 to 4 minute procedure where we remove the natural lens and put in a lens implant. And the beauty of cataract surgery, and a lot of people don't understand this, is I can correct the vision. Just like with LASIK, I can correct it with cataract surgery. In fact, what's happened is that my practice has really morphed into, I used to primarily do LASIK, and I still do a lot of LASIK, but rather than just doing LASIK, I also offer lens-based procedures. There's a lens-based procedure called the implantable contact lens that I helped develop that is replacing LASIK for a lot of patients in my practice because it's a better quality of vision than LASIK. We're not altering the shape of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And also with respect to lens replacement surgery for both cataracts or patients with very high prescriptions that can't have LASIK or the implantable lens, we take out the natural lens and put in a lens implant. Now, what happens is, starting at age 48 to 50, the lens inside your eye is like an appendix. It does you no good. Mm. It doesn't flex anymore, and it'll start to cloud. That's called a cataract. So if I have a patient that comes in with a prescription who's over age 48 to 50, I'm as likely to recommend lens replacement as I am LASIK. And we do lens replacement right in the office. It takes me about 3 to 4 minutes. Patients see better the next day.
And does that last the rest of your
life? It's permanent. And with LASIK, ultimately people are going to need cataract surgery. Cataract is a cloudiness of the lens. And if you live to be old enough, you're going to get a cataract as part of being human. So I look at cataract surgery or lens replacement surgery as the ultimate vision correction procedure. So even if you have LASIK, you will eventually be seeing me for cataract surgery.
If you have LASIK, can you have the lens thing done afterwards?
Oh, absolutely, and I do it routinely.
That's
in fact,
good,
I have
because
my.
Once you have, you know.
Now, I will tell you, it's after LASIK, it's a little bit more difficult from the standpoint of the lens calculation, because with LASIK, you alter the shape of the eye. Okay, mm. It changes the shape of the eye, and because of that, the precision of the lens implant power is a little bit more difficult to predict. So there's a higher rate of needing additional laser treatment after cataract surgery, which is one of the reasons I've really moved more towards the implantable contact lens for certain patients.
So do you think that's the future?
It is the future. And actually,
so LASIK is almost like kind of starting to be... Well, I mean, is it still as effective?
Oh, it's highly effective, okay. And it's a great procedure for okay. the right patient.
But now you have options.
There's options. And, there's a lot of doctors that only do LASIK, and they don't offer the lens-based option, so everyone that walks through their door gets
that's
LASIK.
All they get. Yeah.
You okay. know, there's that old adage, if you ask a surgeon, he's going to cut you.
That is correct. So if you go to see a LASIK surgeon, in fact, I was on ABC News a couple of months ago. A patient had gone to see a LASIK surgeon and was actually scheduled for LASIK. This patient came to see me, and she had cataracts. She was in her mid to late 50s. She had some lens opacity. She had what's called a farsighted prescription that doesn't respond quite as well to LASIK. And we ended up doing lens surgery on her to give her vision. There's the other benefit of lens surgery is there are treatments that give people both distance and near vision from the same eye.
Okay, nice. That was going to be my next question. So they say, you know, really I've never needed glasses and just reading glasses to now. Okay, so I don't really, you know, it's not like my oldest daughter has always needed glasses. So for her to have that done was an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. For me, so I'm just starting to not be able to read as you know, close.
When you're reading the menu at the restaurant, your arms get further and further away.
There you go, exactly. So would I be a good candidate for that, or do you have to wait till you're...
No, absolutely. We can definitely, if you wear glasses, I can help you. Now, there's different ways we can do it. The most common way I'll do it is with LASIK, where I'll take one of the eyes and bring it in. That's called monovision or blended vision, so that one eye sees better for distance, the other eye sees better for near. Some people love that situation. I actually have a little bit of monovision in my right eye to help me read. Other people don't like it as well. The other options, if you don't like, and we demonstrate it for you. We can show it to you in a pair of glasses or contact lenses. So as I like to say, try it before you buy it.
Wow, you can test drive your eyes.
I know. Anybody just tuning in right now, we are talking to Dr. Paul Dougherty. And where is your practice?
My practice here in Ventura County is located on Daly Drive in Camarillo. I also have a practice in Hollywood. We end up doing a lot of celebrities and
and do
a lot of news media in Hollywood. So I'm back and forth between Camarillo and Hollywood.
That's great.
Every week.
How long have you been doing this?
I actually trained with a guy that brought laser surgeons in the U.S. 1993 is when I first did my first laser vision procedure. There, the implantable contact lens. Something called topography-guided LASIK, which is kind of a fix-it laser for people who've had problems elsewhere. And I also have a new lens called the Tetraflex, which is an accommodating lens that takes your eye, and I set patients for distance. You use your own muscle in the eye to zoom in so that you can read from the same eye.
And I like that.
That's pretty amazing. Amazing that, you know, there's so much out there
now.
That
sounds like the $6 million man with his bionic eye.
I know.
That's
and now
pretty
that
cool.
you just
there's
told me that one
technology.
Eye can see better, you know? No.
Now, there's other ways to deal with your situation of lost reading vision. There's also a technology that I'm involved with as a principal investigator with the FDA with a corneal implant. that what it does is it takes light and allows you to see both distance and near from the same eye without taking away distance. We actually, it's currently in FDA trials.
Hmm.
And we also talked about lens implants that give reading and distance back from the same eye. So we actually have three different methods to do it. And again, I don't just offer LASIK. There's a lot of surgeons that take the weekend course and kind of dabble in LASIK and do it part-time. And all they're going to offer you is LASIK for your situation. And that works well for some people, but not everybody.
So are you considered an eye doctor?
Well, I'm an ophthalmologist, I'm a physician. I went to medical school.
Okay.
And then did a year of internship in internal medicine, then 3 years of ophthalmology residency.
Okay.
And then I spent a year doing what's called a fellowship, which is an additional year of training. Most doctors who do what I do take a weekend course to specialize in vision correction surgery. I did what's called a fellowship, where I spent a year of my life doing a refractive and corneal fellowship.
You seem really passionate about it. Do you love what you do?
I'm the luckiest person in the world.
My
vision is global vision. I actually have a nonprofit called World Vision Project. I get to travel the world, as well as here in the U.S., gifting people who can't afford my services.
Wow, nice.
You just gave me chills.
Services.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, my last trip was a few months ago to Beirut in the Middle East.
That's
I was able
we
to
were
gift.
Going to try to get you on, but you're gone.
Yeah,
yep.
I was able to gift 54 destitute Palestinian refugees cataract surgery and restore their vision.
Wow.
I was actually working with the UN to identify these patients, and it was pretty powerful. After I did the surgery, and we did 54 surgeries in 2 days. We actually got to tour some of the refugee camps, and essentially, it's unbelievable how these human beings live in complete squalor with exposed sewer lines and power lines. In this one particular camp that we're in, there's 29 camps in Palestine, or in Lebanon. There are 6 people a year that die of electrocution because of the exposed power lines, typically young kids. And you see the young kids running around these refugee camps. It was absolutely unbelievable. Wow. But I'm very excited about it.
Do you bring your own equipment with you?
That's what I was going to ask.
We do.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to make something out of some, you know, corrugated sheet metal.
No, that would be difficult.
MacGyver, the eye doctor.
MacGyver.
Yeah, I know.
We actually work with the people in the ophthalmic industry who donate some of the lenses and some of the disposables. We bring our own cataract machines, and I bring my own staff in order to make it happen.
Your own autoclave to sterilize.
Well, actually, we use in the last couple times we've gone, we were actually at a government hospital, and it was a main operating room. So we had in the next room, there's a hip replacement going on.
Oh, wow.
We were doing cataract surgery. In general, when I do my lens surgeries, I do them in an office or in my own surgery center, so it's not really like the whole hospital experience. But this was a little different than we had in anesthesia and the full hospital experience. But it's really rewarding. And
so here's a question. When somebody has surgery, how long are they out?
Many people are back to work the next day.
Really?
The treatments themselves take anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. Most people are seeing better.
So long.
Yeah, it's. I have a short attention span. So.
There you go. That's
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
well, you know, that's kind of funny because when I tell people when they're in my chair doing their hair, I go, if I'm taking a really long time, get out of my chair, because I'm kind of like you. I like to do things. Not that that's how long the surgery is, but I'm fast. I'm like, you know, in and out.
I was almost decided to be a neurosurgeon. I did a neurosurgery sub internship, but I realized, you know, a 7-hour cranial out of me is just not something that my attention span is good for.
Now, is there any other doctors in your family? What made you?
My mom was a public health nurse, and my father was an oral surgeon, so I got to see how they enjoyed
practice
doing medicine.
And
it's really funny because my brothers are all attorneys, and I'm a physician. And I just kind of fell into it. In college, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. Kind of at the last minute, I liked biology. I decided that I would go to medical school because I wasn't really interested in teaching, although now I really enjoy teaching other surgeons and residents.
Yeah.
And then in medical school, I liked everything. And it ended up being that in ophthalmology, I liked the medicine and the surgery of it. And really, I ended up getting into what I do. I used to wear glasses, and because of the change it made in my life, I knew that it was the passion that...
So did you wear glasses when you were a young child?
I started in junior high.
In junior high.
Correct.
Now, so is this surgery available for children, too?
Well, you know, I do it in unique circumstances. I was actually on the CBS Early Show with a 7-year-old patient who had one eye that had a very high level of nearsightedness, and we actually used the implantable contact lens, which is a relatively newer treatment that it was just FDA approved in 2005. But otherwise, she essentially would have been blind in this eye. So we put the implantable lens in her eye. So unique circumstances will do it on patients younger than 17 or 18. But in general, starting at about 17, 18, 19 is where I'll start doing the treatment.
The eye has to mature to a certain point.
Correct. Unless, for instance, you've this patient who had a very high degree of nearsightedness, had she her brain not seen images, she never would have been blind in the eye.
And that's the connection there is that, you know, it's not just a lens like a camera lens. It actually integrates with the brain, and your brain has to be trained on how to process images.
Well, you actually don't see with the eyes. You see with your brain.
Right.
The eyes are basically cameras that bring the images to the brain to be processed, and that's what I tell patients is you see with your brain. So I have patients that come in that don't have perfect vision in either eye because they never wore glasses or contacts as a child, and I say, look, they're like, can you get me better than this, doc? I'm like, well, I can get you good vision without glasses, but I can't get you to see any better than your brain will allow you.
So that's an interesting concept, okay, because you don't really think about that you're not looking through your eyes. So does it hurt you not to wear glasses? If people, you know, as you start to maybe get older and you start to need, like, reading glasses and people go, oh, I'm just going to kind of, like, work with it because you don't want to. I mean, I've heard a lot of doctors say if you start wearing glasses, they're too strong, you'll weaken your eyes. Is that right?
Actually, no, that's not true.
Okay.
You can't really weaken your eyes.
Okay.
The only time that if you need to wear glasses and you don't when you're a child before age 9, you'll develop what's called amblyopia or lazy eye.
Yeah.
Okay, but after age 9, it doesn't really matter. If you decide you don't want to wear glasses, you want to struggle through it, the only real downside is
you can't see.
You can't
constantly
see.
Struggling.
But it's not going to hurt. You can put on a pair of glasses and you'll see. So you can't really, after age 9, you can't really harm your eyes with a pair of glasses.
Oh, you can't.
No, you can't.
So you know how you buy all those glasses over the counter that are just reading glasses? Are those good for you?
Absolutely. I mean, they're not good or bad other than they help you see.
They magnify
Correct.
The page.
Right.
And the only downside is they may not be exactly the right prescription, so you may not be seeing as well as you could, and that's really why you want to see your eye care provider in
Correct.
Order to see whether or not it's the appropriate prescription. But what I tell patients is try them out, and if they work, you know what? It's fine. It's not
right.
going to hurt you.
Okay, so, yeah. You know, anybody just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. We've got Dr. Paul Daugherty on. And just this has just been so informative and so fun to, like, talk to you and meet you and kind of know what's going on. Is there anybody that would not be a candidate?
Well, first of all, people that are unrealistic. For instance, if someone comes in who's 50 years old and has a cataract and they don't want to have cataract surgery and they say, doc, I want perfect vision for distance and near with LASIK.
Do people ask that?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
So I try and be realistic with respect to what I can accomplish for them. There's also a disease called keratoconus. Keratoconus is a progressive steepening and thinning of the cornea that does not respond well to LASIK. Now, interestingly, we haven't been able to treat those patients for many years. The technique I was talking about before, the implantable contact lens, we're actually doing implantable contact lenses for patients with keratoconus. We're waiting for the astigmatism version of that lens before it's really more widely accepted.
Wow.
We also have corneal implants. There's something called an intact that we put in the cornea to stabilize the cornea. But in general, that's the main reason we can't do surgery. Mm-hmm. The other thing, and you brought this up earlier, Kim, is people that have one eye. And I will occasionally do surgery on patients with one eye, but in general, from a risk standpoint, even though it's extremely low risk, if they're doing great with glasses and they have one eye, I say, why do you want to take this minimal risk of doing a procedure when you're doing great with glasses? So one-eyed patients, I'm less likely to operate on unless there's a compelling reason to.
Unless they're really where they're having a hard time seeing?
For instance, I had a patient who had one eye. They were contact lens intolerant, and they skied. Their passion in life was skiing, and they couldn't really see when they were skiing. So we did surgery on that patient, and knock on wood, one-eyed patients, I've never had issues.
There you go. That's interesting. Gosh, well, you know, now I just got a text from somebody, and they're asking, okay, so I thought I kind of hit on it, but if somebody has, you're talking about diseases from the eye, but they're talking about if they're sick, is there anything that, you know, that somebody diabetic or anything like that, or myasthenia gravis, anything like that, that would make a difference for somebody to have that surgery?
Well, diabetics clearly can have issues in the eye, and often lens surgery will help. And just to let you know, if people have questions or would like me to take a look at their eyes, They can get a hold of me on my website. Yeah. It's www.dougherty-laservision, D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y.
Okay.
You could also go to greatsight.com.
Great site. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And our phone number here in Ventura County is 805-987-5300. So if anyone wants to come in, we don't charge for consultations. If you want me to take a look at your situation, we can do some testing and see if you're a candidate for one of the procedures, and we don't charge for that.
Nice.
So the question you're asking about diabetics, in many cases I can help diabetics because a lot of them do have cataracts at a much younger age.
Right.
And we frequently diagnose medical problems through the eyes.
Well, is there any medical condition that would prevent having surgery?
Well, severe diabetics who are uncontrolled and have diabetic retinopathy, I wouldn't do surgery on.
Okay.
But if
I have high blood pressure?
No, that would not prevent you. I'd tell you to go see your primary doctor to take care of the cholesterol, the high blood pressure, but it would not stop you from doing
surgery.
Right.
So, that's really good to know then. Gosh, wow, so informative. I really thank you so much for being a guest on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. And, again, give out your website one more time.
Sure. It's greatsight.com or dougherty-laservision.com.
Okay. I'd love to have you back. There's so many more questions. I know that. You know how, like, you start kind of, like, generating them all? Yeah. Dr. Stephen Trudeau, give out your phone number where people can find you, too.
People can find me all over the place.
There you go. I love
but,
it.
But 805-794-7270 and... Yeah, I'm going to actually be on an upcoming episode of Operation Repo.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that. We haven't had a chance to really talk about that.
I was on the teaser, and since they haven't shown the actual
show
yet,
I've
got the confidentiality thing, but tune in to Operation Repo. Operation Repo is a family of an employee, a business that repossesses cars in the San Fernando Valley, and the stories of what they have to go through are just amazing. But the characters themselves are really interesting and very volatile. And so they asked Dr. Stephen to come help.
Yeah,
so they didn't come for your car is what you're saying.
No, they did not come for my car. They asked me to help. And I'll leave it at that and tune in to see what happens.
Yeah, some of those people actually do need therapy. You know, it's funny. My husband's really intrigued by watching that. And actually, this guy that I just met, Giovanni, he used to do that, and he was telling me about, you know, that if they call up and they ask, you know, have you made your payment? And, no problem. They're just trying to figure out where your car is, you know?
Exactly.
And I can't wait to hear. When is that going to be on?
Well, the show is on Wednesdays and on True TV, whatever your service provider is. And I think it's like 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, so it's in the next couple of weeks. I'll
let you
know.
I can't wait. Okay, we'll put it out there. So,
okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Paul, for being a part of our show here today.
Thanks for having me. This was great.
It was really fun. Steve, great job. Thank you so much. I can't wait till next Monday.
Motivational Monday.
That's right. And go do. Make your day a great day. Jer and Steve, great job on the board. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is pursue some path, however narrow and crooked, in which you can walk with love. And that's
nice.
What it's all about.
Nice.
You know, really do what you love. Find your passion and really just go with it. And, you know, if there's any little struggles that are in your way, push them aside.
Mm-hmm.
With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. For any reason you missed any part of my show today, remember it will replay again this afternoon from 3 to 4. With that, have a really great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.
KKZZ, Santa Paula.